Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 31st of January, 2020, Brexit Day from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, the Chief Minister tells us how Brexit will affect the island. Ballasalla's post office row rumbles on. The coronavirus quarantine group have been dropped off on the Wirral. New HGV regulations come into force tomorrow. The rates are up 9.6% in Moran and Will. You get government help to buy an electric car.
And Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Dolan Mercer.
Faster Mai, an MHK believes the post office hasn't thought through its plan for retail services around the island. Ramsey member Laurie Hooper will ask the chair of the Isle of Man post office what the minimum level of service an access point has to provide when the House of Keys sits next week. The island is ready to respond to the coronavirus should a potential case of the disease arrive here. That's according to Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Hewitt, who says the health service is remaining vigilant and keeping plans under review, but is ready to deal with this type of situation. Countries producing food at standards considered illegal on the Isle of Man could gain access to the Manx market after Brexit. That's according to the Manx National Farmers Union, ahead of the UK's withdrawal from the European Union tonight. And you have just hours left to enter the Manx Telecom Parish Walk at the discounted entry fee. If you sign on before midnight tonight, you can take advantage of the early bird reduced fee of £35. Further afield, the first coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the UK. The two patients who are being treated at a specialist centre in Newcastle are from the same family, and it's understood they'd recently returned from China. And EU leaders have been saying farewell to the UK ahead of the country's departure from the bloc tonight. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists Brexit marks not an end, but a beginning. Those are the headlines. More at 6. Mish Dolan Mercer, Manx Radio News.
Man Benham Advocates, one of the island's leading law firms, will be at ICE London, where they look forward to seeing you. Or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
27 minutes to 6 from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Strong winds out in the North Irish Sea and gales later for the Isle of Man. Dry and windy tonight. Overnight minimum 8 Celsius. For Saturday, Jasan, occasional shower, sunny intervals and a strong southwesterly, up to 9 degrees. Overnight down to 5. And Jaduni, Sunday wet, less windy, drier later on Sunday and 9 degrees. Low water tonight, 9:45. High water overnight, 9:09 a.m. Sunrise in the morning, 8:06. And low water for Saturday morning, 10:08.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
United Kingdom leaves the European Union at 11 o'clock tonight, marking the beginning of the transition period. That runs till the end of this year. The Manx Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, told Manx Radio's Ed Oldham there'd be no let-up in the preparation going on behind the scenes over the next few months.
There's an awful lot of work that myself and the external relations officers do, meeting their UK counterparts to ensure that the Isle of Man message of where we see problems potentially, where we see opportunities, is clearly communicated with the UK and our counterparts, so that when they are doing these negotiations with the European Union, we're not forgotten, we won't be disadvantaged, and if there are opportunities there, then we can be involved and can take them going forward. And that is an awful lot of work, an awful lot of time will be spent by myself in meetings with my UK counterparts. And so it's no change from my point of view. I think whoever is Chief Minister at the end of 21 will be still dealing with the fallout from Brexit. But hopefully for them, not to the level that we've had to do for the last 5 years.
And it does. It seems to have dominated things for so, so long, doesn't it? How do you feel about this evening personally as a person involved in politics and interested in politics? It is a it's a momentous occasion, isn't it? It's something that will be looked back upon as a key date in British history. And will you be watching it?
Well, no, as Chief Minister, I'm at another function. So if I get home by 11 for the end of it, I'll be doing well. So I might raise a glass just to commemorate that it's passing. For me personally, it's just another day in the office. It's a date, but it doesn't mean to say that my work can stop and I can get a life back again. It means that the vast amount of work continues for the rest of the year, the additional work that we've got to do. In fact, it's going to go on for a number of years, but this next 6-7 months is going to be incredibly hectic behind the scenes, because the UK, well, if it's going to negotiate a deal, and I've put my marker down on the word if, then it will have to have the it's got technically till, you know, well, till the end of December, but it will have to have the basics of an agreement by early summer, midsummer at the latest, really. So during that period of time, there will be intense negotiation.
The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, says lessons need to be learned from Brexit. He told the BBC Europe editor, Katia Adler, that the EU needs to listen to the people of Europe more closely in the future, and he's expecting tough negotiations with the UK in order to deliver a free and fair trade deal.
We are more weak than together. It's clear. It is a UK choice to leave. The choice of the majority of the UK citizens and the British citizens, and we respect this vote. We have already respected this vote.
How do you stop the trade negotiations eroding all relations with the United Kingdom?
Yeah. Number one, every negotiation with the UK is tough, huh? Because the negotiators are competent, the civil servants are very professional. So a key part of this new relation will be about trade. And so we are ready to begin a negotiation for a free and fair trade deal. Free and fair, the two words are equally important.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Friday night live from the Isle of Man at 23 minutes to 6. This is Update. Yesterday evening it was announced the Post Office has agreed to seek expressions of interest for a new service partner in Ballasalla, but not a sub-postmaster. It follows a consultation process where many interested parties say they wanted a personable face-to-face service rather than the automated kiosk facility originally proposed. The successful applicant will help customers operate the touchscreen services and provide advice for completing paper-based services. Post Office Chair Julie Edge, MHK, told Dolan Mercer parcel collections have also been included in the revised remit, meaning customers can both post and collect items from the same place.
Through a kiosk you can do parcels, but there's restrictions on weight limit, but there's restrictions anyway on weight limits. So, you know, obviously when it goes out, the full tender process will go out, and hopefully we will get a partner that wishes to work with Isle of Man Post Office and our trusted brand.
It says that collection of benefits in person will need to be accessed from an alternative post office, use of a proxy, or directly paid into a bank account. Is that an area of concern for users of the branch, do you think? Because that's something that people express an interest in being able to do, or still able to do in Ballasalla. That's not going to be the case.
Yeah, that was certainly an expression of interest from some of the individuals. Obviously, we as Isle of Man Post Office act as an agent for the Treasury for the benefits section. Before we've made a decision, we fully discussed this with Treasury. Tim Wald approved that there'd be a postal service, counter service within a 3-mile radius. And, you know, we do have that with Castletown. I'm sure there will still be some people with concerns, but the proxy system is there. It's a tried and tested system. People have to prove that they're the correct person to be acting as a proxy for individuals. So, that solution's there, and our customer, who is Treasury, are content with that as an alternative.
It feels like you have the residents and the users of the post office and the local politicians who want X. You have the Isle of Man Post Office Board who want Y. This is something in the middle. Is that kind of the final offer? Is there any more room for negotiation about the remit of this service provider?
Well, obviously we're on quite a tight time scale, and that was part and parcel of when we get the resignation. There's 3 month cooling off period. So,
and it says obviously that you want this appointment to be made before the sub postmaster leaves, completes the notice period.
Yeah, that's what we really hope and envisage. We need to do it to make sure there's no break in service for the postal service within Ballasalla.
But there's no more movement on the remit that's currently been.
No, that's a board decision yesterday, and you know we will go out to tender and look for a partner with that in mind.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. That Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:21 this afternoon, arriving just after 6 o'clock, spinning round and heading off at 7:45 this evening. Arriving in Heysham at 11:30, then out again at 2:15 a.m. The Ben is the only steam packet vessel on duty. The Mananan resumes her seasonal services into Liverpool at March 27th. Of course, it's the 1st of February, not too far away now. The first sailing of the year to Dublin, scheduled for the day after, March 28th, and Belfast, April the 8th.
Follow the steam packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Those who arrived from China today, coming away from the coronavirus, they landed at Bryce Norton, RAF Bryce Norton. They've been taken almost 200 miles to a site not that far from the island, just across the Irish Sea on the Wirral. It's an accommodation block at Arrow Park Hospital, which will be a new name for many on the Isle of Man, says John Moss.
Arrow Park Hospital is right in the centre of the Wirral, equidistant from West Kirby, Hoylake and Wallasey. It's right next to the Wirral Women's and Children's Hospital. Those who are taken here will stay here for 14 days of quarantine. The building they're going in is a substantial accommodation block, and those who live in it were given 2 days' notice, apparently, to take their things out. It's been reported that locals are furious, though part of this may be newspaper hyperbole, though you can understand the concerns of locals when their area was chosen for this operation. One comment quoted is, "Many people are angry that they're being brought here. Perhaps it's because we voted Labour." One imagines bringing the evacuees here wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. It surely was a planned site for such a situation. Others are more positive. "There's a centre for tropical medicine if anything goes wrong," says one. And some see some humour in it. One tweet says, "Oh great, Wirral's in the news. You don't often see that. So often overshadowed by Liverpool. It's great to see it get some positive Oh.
Manx Radio's business briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
The news, the full report of the Isle of Man e-gaming summit's now available. KPMG published a report along with the support of Continental 8 Technologies. The summit celebrated its 10th anniversary last year, where it reviewed the issues, challenges and opportunities to the e-gaming industry. The report's downloadable for free at the KPMG Isle of Man website, including detailed transcripts of the event sessions, presentations and discussions. And well done, Standard Bank. It's been recognised at an award ceremony for its client service and adaptability. Standard Bank won 3 categories at the Structured Retail Producers and Derivatives Awards 2020, held in London. These were first place in the Best House MEA, that's Middle East and Africa, Best Distributor MEA, and Best Performance South Africa. The event honoured the growth, innovation and commitment of the world's most outstanding banks.
WiMAX. Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks fell after the first 2 cases of the coronavirus were confirmed in the UK. The safe haven yen and Swiss franc gained as fears escalated about the global economic impact of the latest virus attack. Oil prices fell and were on track for a 4th consecutive weekly loss as markets grew more concerned about the coronavirus. Gold edged higher and the price was back on track for the biggest monthly gain in 5 as concerns of the economic slowdown kept safe haven metal supported. In corporate news, Hargreaves Lansdown retreated after it posted a rise in interim pre-tax profit but a drop in net new business. On the upside, Polymetal was the standout gainer after the board of directors approved a special dividend of 20 cents a share for the year ended 31st of December. SSE was also in the green as it reiterated its full-year earnings guidance but said it was behind its renewable energy target for the first 9 months of the financial year. At the close, the FTSE 100 in London was down 1.3% at 7,000 12,286. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.3% to 12,981. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones was down 1.3% at 28,463. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 1.25% at 9,182. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 1.2% at 3,243. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 31.8 cents and €1 19 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,584 an ounce, and Brent crude down 3.5% at $57.12 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast as follows. The weather summary for the weekend. A deep Atlantic low giving strong to gale force winds to start the weekend. Then a low moving away for Sunday. Sea temperature is 8 Celsius. For Saturday, the wind is southwest 7, occasionally gale 8, decreasing west or northwest 4 or 5 later in the afternoon or evening. Wave height is 3 metres, falling to 2 metres later in the day. Wave period 6 or 7 seconds. High water for Saturday, 4 minutes to 4 p.m. On Sunday, the wind is south 3 or 4, increasing southwest 4 or 5, then veering west. Wave height 1 metre, increasing to 1.5 metres. Wave period 5 or 6 seconds. High tide on Sunday, 5 to 5 p.m. Just to reiterate, sea temperature 8 Celsius.
For bespoke tabletop glass cut to measure, visit Manx Glass and Glazing in the Snugborough Trading Estate. Manx Radio Sport.
Fast of eye, Tim Glover.
Last night saw the quarterfinals of the Isle of Man Indoor Bowling Association Singles Championship take place at the NSC. In the ladies' event, Dee Lewis played some fantastic bowls as she defeated Marcia Pearson, while reigning champion Paula Garrett was forced to hold a nerve to produce a winning bowl under pressure against Bernice McGreal to save the match. Janice Pilling beat Shirley Corrin and Libby Anraid went through after her opponents unfortunately had to withdraw from the event. In the men's competition, the current champion Clive McGreal was beaten by his son Mark in a good quality match, while Wayne Roberts produced a fantastic last bowl strike to beat Tony Dugdale. The other semi-final qualifiers are Jimmy Sansom and Dave McCabe. The semi-finals will be played tonight, with the winners going forward to the finals day at the NSC, which starts tomorrow at 12:30. Further afield, Chelsea boss Frank Lampard doesn't expect there to be any ins or outs before the close of the transfer window tonight. And England's cricketers have made a successful start to their preparations for the one-day series with South Africa. They've beaten the South African Invitational 11 by 77 runs.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
12 minutes before 6, Friday night on Manx Radio. Last week, Tim Wald unanimously approved Professor James Curran's Climate Change Action Plan, which will see the Isle of Man reach net carbon neutrality by 2050. Speaking to Geoffrey Boot, MHK, Manx Radio's William King asked the department if the Department for Environment will be putting schemes in place to assist individuals to reduce their carbon emissions.
Well, I think we can show people the way. We don't want to order people to do things. But
I'm talking about things like electric cars. So in the UK, you can get a subsidy towards the purchase of an electric car. Is that the type of thing you would look to bring in?
Well, I don't think Professor Curran really recommended that. I think most cars that are bought in the Isle of Man are second-hand and probably have already received a subsidy at some stage. But I think most of the things that we're talking about are things that people will want to do. I've got an electric vehicle. I bought it 5 months ago. It's saving me money. I feel good that it's not polluting, and it's a good car to drive. Yeah, and
not everyone is going for electric. Should there not be something in place to encourage people?
Well, at the moment, electric cars attract no road tax. They are cheaper to run, a lot cheaper to run. I would say that if I look at my equivalent car burning petrol or diesel, it's probably costing me about 50 to 60% of that to run per mile. So that's an incentive.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
The Ballyvogue Road in Patrick got that temporary closure between the A3 Curragh Road and the Lubes Road. They're resurfacing the road. Temporary two-way 24-hour traffic signals, Ramsey Road in Laxey, and the Curragh Road St John's still not finished. Closed for roadworks between Ballycrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity side. It's going to be the end of February, they think. Peel Road in Douglas, watch out if you're heading out towards the Brown Bobby. Temporary closure of the footway between 41 Peel Road and the former Wool Control Centre, while Dandara Dig, looks like they're digging for oil there, redeveloping the former Athol Garage site to put some flats in. All the information, of course, for trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks, and Douglas Promenade at manxradio.com. And by the way, just some hassle at the airport today. The 10 past 4 to Liverpool didn't leave until 20 past 4. London City's 5 past 5, the 5.05 to London City hasn't left yet. 25 to 6 Dublin hasn't left yet as well, it being 10 to 6 now. Some late departures tonight. They're saying that the 5 past 7, Liverpool won't leave till at least 7:30, but the 6:45 to Manchester looks like it's on time. Later departures for Edinburgh, Gatwick, and fingers crossed, the late departure for Bristol looks like they're on time.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
The chair of Moran Commissioners says 9.6% for a rise in rates was necessary after years of little investment in public facilities. Alison Lynch says with the introduction of the Equality Act this month, the authority felt it was time to spend time and money on making its public toilets user-friendly. Other factors in the hike include inflation and rising costs of waste disposal. She says increases have been very small in the last decade, with this year's 9.6% rise leaving the parish rate at 1.64 in the pound, an increase of 14 pence. She spoke to our local democracy reporter, Ewan Gorn.
It is a big increase. It's an unfortunate increase, and believe it or not, it affects me as well. You know, I live in a parish. Some people might think that the commissioners get discounted rates. We don't. Just let me put that out there. We don't get discounted rates. So it affects me as much as it does every other ratepayer in the parish. Over the years, we've kept any rate increase quite low and worked to a balanced budget with little or no investment in public amenities in the parish. We've got to the stage now where we have got to invest.
So why have you arrived at that stage? Is it because of new developments in villages?
No, the new development or developments have, you know, nothing to do with the rate rise. But for people who don't know, the public toilets in Crosby, for example, are not user friendly, we might say. With the Equality Act coming in January, we felt it was the right time to invest some of our reserves and make right what is wrong and what needs doing.
So what's the takeaway message, I guess, for ratepayers?
My message would be, and, you know, please don't forget that this is a message to myself as well, my neighbours and everybody around me in the parish, is that please remember that over the last 8 to 10 years, we've only had very small increases because we haven't made huge investments, because we haven't needed to. And hopefully going forward, I know we have an election in April, but hopefully going forward with a new board that we may or may not have, any increases over the coming years will also be kept to a minimum, given that central government, of course, don't pass on any more charges to us.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
If you drive a lorry, you'll know tomorrow is the big day. New HGV regulations officially come into the Isle of Man from tomorrow, the 1st of February. Now, this is work which has been many months in the making, with the process beginning at the start of last year. The chair of the Road Transport Licensing Committee, Brendan O'Friel, has been talking to Manx Radio's Ed Oldham.
We've been through a transitional period in introducing regulations for the bigger goods vehicles on the island. And for the first 13 months, operators, people who operate these vehicles, have had the opportunity to register with us, and they've had quite a number of concessions because it's beginning a new chapter for them. Now, that comes to an end on the 1st of February, and after the 1st of February, anybody who wants to register as an operator has to jump through quite a lot more hoops, and we'll have to be absolutely sure that they're right before they'll be allowed to register.
So this is the completion of the operator registration phase. How have things gone in that 13 months?
Well, I've been really very impressed with it because we didn't know. We hadn't a clue. Nobody had a clue how many operators there were on the island. There were a few guesstimates that said, well, there's probably about 100. We've actually ended up pretty close to 200, so considerably more than we'd originally been led to believe. It's been a fascinating experience because we've obviously, from the committee's point of view, we've been out talking both formally and informally with the trade. We've learnt a lot. I mean, we have members on the committee who are very experienced in dealing with the trade, but not necessarily with the Manx trade. And so we've all been learning a great deal. And I'm sure the trade's been learning what it is that the new regulations require, how it is that the RTLC is going to be bringing it into effect. What's been really encouraging is an awful lot of the trade have shown a great willingness to try and improve, to try and meet the regulations where they weren't meeting them before. And I'm really quite heartened at the way that's gone.
The 6 o'clock news headlines on the way on Manx Radio. Then it's Friday Sport Preview. Tim Glover with Tony Mapham talking football, Dave Christian talking rugby, and Sam Spooner talking hockey. Chris Kindley's along with Greatest Hits Live at 6:30 and some jazz, Sweet and Swing with Howard Kane at 9 o'clock tonight on Manx Radio. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Sarah Handy. I'm Andy Wint. Update is back on Monday evening at 5:30. Enjoy your Brexit weekend. You.